How are you doing today, Willie Jean?
Yeah, good, thank you, Dan.
How would you describe yourself in a sentence?
I would describe myself as somebody who loves Northland, who's really passionate about politics and representing our communities, and happy to be here.
What is your background?
So my background, I started out in law. When I finished school, I went to Waikato University. I did a Bachelor of Arts and a Bachelor of Laws degree, and I was offered a job here in Wellington, and I would practice as an in-house solicitor at Te Ohu Kaimoana, which is just across the road here, and I was there for about 4 years. I then finished that job and started commuting from Wellington back to Northland. I'm doing the opposite of that now, commuting from Northland down to Wellington. And when I was in Northland, I had my own consultancy. I've done a lot of work on the Waitangi Tribunal claims and hapu development and just general community advocacy.
So who would you say is your greatest hero? Who inspires you to do the work that you do?
My mum, actually, is the person that inspires me. And why I say that is because my mum is somebody who I believe is a very loving and caring person. She cares about her family and her community, and she's also very brave. So when she saw things happening in her community that she didn't think was right, she was brave enough to stand up and say something about that and challenge them. So for example, my mum had called the police when she heard a domestic violence incident. She also, you know, would take on gang members if their dogs were roaming or things were going on in our community, you know, that we didn't like. So she wasn't afraid in those situations to deal with it and to make the place a better place for all of us in our community. And I'm really proud of my mum. I would say I'm not as brave as she is, but that's what I aspire to be.
When did you put your name forward? What made you want to get into politics?
Well, I didn't really want to get into politics, but people in my community asked me if I would stand first for our council, our local council, in 2013, because they thought I had the skills to represent our community, but also they felt that I was somebody that they could relate to, that could advocate for their issues. So people in my local community approached me and asked me if I would put my name forward, and I hesitated because at that time I wasn't really that brave. However, I just got over myself and got over that, and I felt the fear and I did it anyway. So that was in 2013. And then in 2014, the Labour Party approached me and asked me if I would stand in Northland for the Labour Party in the 2014 general election. So again, you know, you can live in Northland away from the eye of most people in the country, but when you run in a general election, it's way more public. It's, you know, national. It goes right across the country. So I stood in 2014, and then shortly after that, in 2015, we had the Northland by-election. And so I have had three campaigns in the last 5 years.
What would you be willing to march in the streets for?
Well, I liked what Jacinda Ardern said about that poverty and homelessness, and that's what we are doing. Is every campaign meeting that I went to was a march in the street saying that this is not good enough for our communities, for our families. I'm prepared to stand up and challenge it and advocate for it on people's behalf, and I would hope that others would join me in that as well.
And did others join you in that?
They did. I think when you look at the voting results, it showed that there are a lot of people that care about the issues that are facing our country. And they are some really serious issues that we have to deal with. And if we don't, I think we'll see a lot more marching in the streets.
Earlier, you mentioned your work on the Treaty of Waitangi. Do you think that's a ministry you would like to have in the future?
Oh, it's certainly a role that I think I could do and offer some of my skills and my expertise in that area. My iwi ngāpuhi haven't settled their Treaty of Waitangi claims yet, so I would be conflicted, I would say, in terms of that one, but it's certainly one I could help with.
Are there any other ministries that you would be that you would like to have in the future?
Oh, absolutely. There's a whole big long list that I would. I'm happy to do any job, any portfolio that I'm given, because when we're here in Parliament, we're part of a team. And so as a team, we've got to get across all issues. But my particular background is in law and local government. So one day I would love to be the Minister of Justice. I would love to be the Attorney General. I'd love to be the Minister for Local Government one day in the future. But I'm new here, so I'm learning alongside all of my colleagues. I'm there to support. I would love Youth Affairs. I would love tourism, because that's something that is forward-looking for us in Northland. I think that's where a lot of future employment is going to come from. I would love transport, because roading and infrastructure is a big issue for us in Northland, but also across the country. So there's no shortage of portfolios that I would love the opportunity to work on and make a difference for Northland and for New Zealand.
Okay, so, but what if you could only have one? What one would you choose
then? If I could only have one, probably right now, our biggest issue in Northland is housing. And I know that's an issue across the country. And I think we have to first and foremost deal with homelessness. That's our emergency housing, our social housing, and our home ownership. So I would like to be involved in the housing solution. I think I could do that from a place of local government as well. So I can't pick one, because I want to rattle off my same list again. I still would really love youth right now. I'd love to work on the children's portfolio right now. So I'll just be happy to do any job that's given to me.
What is your dream forward thinking? What is the ideal world for you for New Zealand?
Well, I think it's about everybody having the best opportunity to live a happy, healthy life here. And so that means that we have to address a number of issues that we've got in our communities today in order for that to happen. So I would like to see that we are addressing the real basics of housing, health, and education. And in my area that I come from, Northland, unfortunately, we have the highest deprivation. We have the worst statistics in the country. So if we were able to focus on those, I think it would make a big difference for my community. But I'm far more aspirational than that as well. And, I don't want it to be just about dealing with the bad and the negative. I want it to be about dealing with the positive in the future. So I love the stuff around climate change that we're talking about, looking after our environment, clean rivers. I remember my childhood where I grew up swimming in our local rivers. We lived near the beach as well. I had a wonderful childhood, and I want all children in Northland and all children in New Zealand to have access to that.
Moving on to this next topic, I'm just going to fire off some conscience issues. Abortion, do you support decriminalisation and
legalisation? I do. I don't think it's a crimes issue. It shouldn't be in the Crimes Act.
Cannabis legalisation?
Again, I think that there is a strong argument for that being dealt with as a health issue and not, again, as a crime.
Retention of the Māori seats?
Absolutely, I support the retention of the Māori seats. I think it's important that we have representation for Māori in Parliament on the basis of Te Tiriti o Waitangi.
Foreign deployment of New Zealand troops in Afghanistan and Iraq and other places, is that something you support?
Well, I think it really depends on the circumstances of the time. So it's not just a general yes to everything. And we are provided with advice on what we need to do and where, and we need to consider that advice very carefully.
The current number of MPs is at 120. What would you like to do with that number? Do you think we should raise the number of MPs? Do you think we should lower the number of MPs? Or is it good how it is at the moment?
Well, I've only just arrived, and I would probably like to see it in practice a bit more actually being here. I know that we've had a commission look at that. We've had an inquiry into it. There's been recommendations around what adjustments might be made. But I would like to take the time to observe what's going on and reflect on that, actually.
Assisted dying, is that something you'd vote for?
Well, I think that it's definitely an issue that has come up that needs some real consideration. I'd like to see it go through the full process where we open that up to the public and we hear all of the submissions on it, the for and the against. I have seen personally within my family and my wider community where there has been a plea for that, and I don't think that that plea can just be ignored. I think it is worthy of proper consideration.
So you would vote for voluntary dying?
Well, it depends, because I would have to see what is presented to us in terms of that. I think there's there's a lot of information that we would need to put the appropriate parameters around it for safety and protection of all involved in it, so that nobody is compromised. But I certainly think that that is something that we need to look at.
Would you support making New Zealand a republic?
Not sure. Would be really interested to hear the views of New Zealand on that. I don't think we've had a proper conversation about that. My job is to be representative of our community, so I would want to hear what our communities are saying about that.
You're trapped on a desert island with an MP from an opposing party. Who are you going to choose?
That's an interesting question, an MP from an opposing party. What would I need on a desert island, and which one could give it to me? You know, I can't answer that yet because I haven't really met them all to know what they would be able to help me with on that island. I need to see some survivor skills first. I could pick a dud, and I wouldn't want that to happen. So over the next 3 years, let me figure that one out, and I'll tell you who I think would probably be best to take to that island.
I think what we actually need is an MP's game of Survivor.
I think so. Let's find out what everybody else's other skills are. I mean, you know, we only get to see a certain side of people here. And what I understand from our 2 weeks of induction is that over the term, you actually do get to work quite closely with members of other parties through, say, for example, the select committee process, and that's quite a collaborative effort. So it's not always them over there, us over there, and shouting at each other. There are other things that go on in the business of Parliament. So I'm looking forward to getting to meet all of my colleagues that we're here to do a job for New Zealand for.
All right, last thing. Is there anything else that you want to say to voters that we don't know about you? Is there anything I've missed?
My standard line is follow me on Facebook. I do share a lot on Facebook so that people can get to know me, can get to know my family, understand what my values are, the things that drive me, and the things that we've been able to achieve as a community. I mean, I'm up there in Northland. I know, you know, that we have quite a small population up there. So I just invite people from all around the country to follow me on Facebook and to meet this MP here in Parliament. Yeah.
All right, that's it. This has been Willow Jean Prime. Thank you for your time, and we'll see you next time I interview a new MP.